Chapter 10. Mom, I met a girl. I think I'm going to marry her. Marjorie Mabasco looked up from her coffee with a dazed expression. Ronald, I just woke up. Ron continued. I'm in love with her. And I love her daughter, too.
Her daughter?
She has a daughter?
Yes, she was married before.
Why do you want a girl who was married before? You were never married before. Marjorie could feel her stomach beginning to churn. She could tell this wasn't going to make her happy, and the way she was just springing it on her meant that there must be more. Technically, no, I wasn't. Then he continued with his reasoning. But I lived with Robin. I lived with Zoe.
Are you going to tell me that you wanted to marry the mouse?
I really wish you'd stop calling her that. She wasn't a mouse. She squinted like a mouse.
Okay, Mom. I'm not going to argue with you about Zoe. That isn't the question.
And how long has it been that you've been seeing this new love of your life? And why is this the first time you were telling me about it?
I've seen her every day for the last 2 weeks.
Two entire weeks, said Marjorie.
Well, then I'm sure you know what you're doing.
You're right, Mom. I know exactly what I'm doing. And I'd like you to meet her.
Before you marry her. How very thoughtful of you, Ronald.
Is this how you're going to be? Sarcastic and unsupportive?
Just what is it that you would like me to support, Ronald? You've met a girl.
That's wonderful. Of course, it's not a girl that I was introduced to, or a girl that I even know.
But that would be asking too much, wouldn't it?
Ron said nothing. He stared into her eyes with resolve. She knew the look. He got it from his father. It meant that his mind was made up, and Marjorie felt the room begin to spin. She put her hands flat on the table.
And just where did you meet this girl?
She used to be Quimpy's girlfriend, said Ron.
So, you couldn't even find a girl of your own. You had to steal your friend's girlfriend that he didn't want anymore. After she had gone off and gotten married and had a child.
How old is this girl?
We're the same age, said Ron. He felt himself bristling from the Quimpy remark.
And how old is her kid?
Angel's going to be 2 next week.
Marjorie's eyes narrowed. What kind of a name is Angel?
They're Italian, said Ron. His eyes met his mother's eyes. Their gazes held each other for a long time.
Marjorie felt her chin begin to quiver.
I thought you said that you didn't want anything to do with an Italian girl. You've never really even dated an Italian girl.
I know. It's funny, isn't it?
A tear ran out of her left eye.
No, Ronald, I wouldn't say that it's funny.